Shalom Aleichem Rabbotai, this is the Mishnah Yomi for Shabbat Noach, and we are beginning Bikurim. Bikurim is the famous mitzvah of bringing the first fruits to the temple, and this Masechta will teach all about that mitzvah, and the recitation of the vidui, the psukim, and we actually have some of these psukim during the Pesach Seder, Arami over the Avi. And the Inyan there is Hakar Zatov for Hashem for bringing us to Eretz Yisrael and giving us the land. And now we're bringing the first fruits as a Hakar Zatov because Hashem has given us the land. On a deeper level, it could be this is very appropriate. It comes right after Bereishit and on Shabbat Noach. We're starting this because in Bereishit, one of the mistakes of Cain and Hevel, what happened was Cain brought just, you know, regular produce, you know, flax seeds. Regular produce, nothing terribly special as a carbon. Of course, it was a big chiddush to bring a carbon to Hashem, a beautiful thing. But then Hevel brought the best, the bechorot of his tzon, the firstborns, the best, the fattest. So when we bring bikurim from the very first and the very best as our carbon, as our hakar satov, saying thank you to Hashem, in a way it could be metaken that original envy, that original mistake of Cain. Maybe, it just could be. But let's dive right in. And Mishnah Aleph, Perek Aleph. Yesh mevi'in bikurim v'korim. There are some who bring bikurim, they bring their first fruits to the temple, and they recite the parsha. Mevi'in v'lo korim, some bring the fruits, but they don't recite the psukim. V'yesh she'enan mevi'in, and some don't bring at all. So the Mishnah explains, Eilu she'enan mevi'in. These are landowners that don't actually bring, they're not allowed to even bring the bikurim. And Lotea l'toch shalo, he plants his trees or his vines in his own property. V'hivrich l'toch shel yachid o shel rabim. But then he bends a branch or a vine into someone else's property or public property. So this is a method of propagating trees and vines that we've discussed in Masech HaKilayim, where you can actually bend the branch or the vine and it will start to take root elsewhere and then come up as a new plant. So it's a method of propagating plants, but here he's doing it illegally in someone else's property or even in public property. Or he's taking trees on someone else's property or grapevines, and then he's bending it down into the ground and then back up into his own property. He's basically stealing someone else's branch to create a new tree in his own property. The Mishnah brings a variation, and Teya l'toch shalo v'hivrich l'toch shalo. He bends the branch down in his own land, and then he bends it back up to form a new plant in his own land. V'derech ha'yachid v'derech ha'rabim b'emsa. But the problem was there was a highway that he went under, or a road, or someone else's path. Harezeh enomevi. He can't bring. Rabbi Meir Omer Kazay, maybe. Rabbi Meir says, no, in this case, he's not taking someone else's plant or using someone else's land to grow his plant. The planting is all in his own land. He's just bending the branch or the vine underneath someone else's land, and as long as it doesn't cause any damage, then Rabbi Yehuda does allow it. Mishnah Beis. Now, Mishnah Beis is great because it explains the reasoning behind Mishnah Aleph. Me'eze tam eino mevi. From what reason can he not bring in such cases? Vishum shenemar, because it says in the Torah, Reshit bikorei ad matcha, has to be the first fruits of your land. Adshu kol hagedulim ad matcha. Until all of the growths are from your own land. So these cases we've seen where he's using someone else's land or taking someone else's plant into his own land, that's not all his own land. So it would be illegal according to the pasuk. So the Mishnah adds ha'arisin, sharecroppers, that they're working for a percentage. V'achorot, those who are renting the land and they're doing the agricultural work there. V'hasikrikon, sikrikon is like mafia guys who by force or threats ran someone off their land, and now they're using the land. Beg Goslan, or a plain old thief, ein mevin, they can't bring bikurim. Me'ototam, from this very reason, shum shenema reshit bikurei ad matcha. It's the first fruits of your land. This isn't truly their land. They're just squatting there, or renting, or sharecropping. And Rabbi Sai, perhaps it's funny to think that a mafia gangsters who ran someone off his land would want to bring bikurim. But you know, some people are really good with bein adam l'chaveiro, some are very good with bein adam l'makom. So it's important to be well-rounded. Shkoyach rabotai, Shabbat shalom, good Shabbos, zay gesund.